This is the Sun Devil Blitz with head football coach Herm Edwards. The Sun Devil Blitz is presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos and Matt's Big Breakfast. There's only one entertainment destination in the valley where you can do things your way. So you do you at Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
By the way, free plug. I love Matt's Big Breakfast. Just throw that out. I mean, that's good stuff. Herm Edwards joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group's Forge Line. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, man. Getting ready for Oregon State.
Yeah.
Looking at these guys, and as you know, we've lost two now, and we got to get off that slide. We need to win a football game again.
For the most part, Herm, how quickly do you get your kids refocused off of the game? Is there a 24-hour rule with you? Is there anything wrong with reminding your kids, hey, you know what, don't let this happen again?
Yeah, no, I'm not a 24-hour guy. I just think that you let them dwell in it for a couple of days, and obviously, when they get in here tomorrow, then we got to get our focus on Oregon State.
Coach, we want to bring you into an age-old argument on the Doug and Wolf Show. We've had it. We've been together, mm-hmm. Wolf and I, for 12 years. And now, after your performance on Saturday, you're going to know exactly why we're asking this question. Sure. Do you believe in moral victories?
No, I do not.
I do.
Because you guys did play hard. You played hard at UW, but you lost. So that's why we always debate this topic.
I just think that winning is important. Winning is always important, and regardless, you're supposed to play hard. By the way, last time I checked.
Yeah.
But that's just the way. That's just how I think. I just think sometimes we don't play smart. And here again, that's what got us in this game. And when you play against good teams, you can't give them second chances.
Mm-hmm.
You can't kill drives due to penalties or just mistakes of not tackling well. And there was a couple times in this game where that came to fruition, and they either killed drives on offense or we extended drives defensively because of missed tackle or missed assignment.
Mm. You know, Coach, just so you know, my moral victory is the fact that if you – can a team get better in defeat? That is the question.
Yeah.
Can you get better in defeat? And I think you guys got better in defeat. Now, what do you say about that?
Well, I agree with you this. I think, there's winning and then there's learning. That's how I look at it. Mm. There's winning and there's learning. And when you learn something through defeat, hopefully that will help you the next go around when you play again. And we learned some things. Here again, I'll go back to the errors. You can't make errors against good teams, mm-hmm. especially on the road. That always comes back to get you. You can do it against certain teams, but a team like that, you're not going to win that game.
Coach Herm Edwards joins us every Monday here on the Doug and Wolf Show of Arizona State. Coach, there's an old line from Red Auerbach that's pretty funny, and it's, we don't go out there and play solitaire. So, he's trying to remind people that there's a competitor out there. So I realize UW knows N'Keal Harry is a pretty good football player, but there's no way you go into a game with the game plan of, let's get N'Keal Harry 5 receptions and that's it. What happened? How could you not get N'Keal Harry a little more involved?
Well, we tried. We missed him on a couple. Throws. He probably dropped one that he generally catches.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a game of knowing that when you watch their defense, they're not going to let you have a lot of vertical passes. You have to throw things underneath. With that, we were able to run the football. That was our mindset. Go on the road, try to run the football. We ran it 40 times. We only threw it 27 times. But it was a game we felt if we get it into the fourth quarter, we can make some plays. Now, N'Keal, we have to get him the ball. There's no doubt about that. Only 5 receptions. No explosive plays. So they did a pretty good job. This is one of the better secondaries that you're going to face. With that being said, we had some opportunities. We just missed them. Mm. And when you miss them, you don't get second chances.
Mm. Coach, can you talk to us a little bit more on why you guys had the success you did running the football? Because I have to tell you,
we huddled up after last week and said, look, we got to run some power and some stuff like that. That's something I like, and I think our coaches as well. And we've got a good enough offensive line that we went to work on it all last week. And that's going to be part of our program now, mm-hmm. going forward. I just think you have to be able to run it like that. Now, we still have to hit some explosive pass plays. There's no doubt about that because we have some some fantastic players that play on the perimeter. But I think once you can run the football, you can establish the line of scrimmage. And I like the way we ran it against a good team, yeah, by the way, on the road. And it served us well, you know, keeping within a score of that thing and trying to, at the end, come back and mount a comeback and maybe steal one.
Talking to Herm Edwards, head coach, Arizona State. Coach, you mentioned it a second ago. There were a couple plays out there that were Manny didn't do as well as Manny does. So this isn't one of those questions of what's wrong with Manny and acting like the world's over. But at the same time, I know he expects more from himself. What did you see from Manny?
Yeah, you know, she has a couple errant throws. I mean, and he'll say that himself. I mean, we had the one where Nikhil was coming across on a nice, we had set it up with the nice running and got him into a coverage where Nikhil, if you hit him on the run, he might hit his head on a goalpost because there's no one there except safety. Mm-hmm. If he can make him miss, you know, we might get a big play out of that. But, you know, you got to give these guys credit, University of Washington. You know, they're a good football team, and it's hard to move the ball on them. And you have to create little windows, and you got to throw it in tight spots. And they do a good job of covering. But when you get a chance, you got to hit it.
You know, Coach, I know that you are a guy that slides himself under the microscope. And I know as a former player, you know how to critique yourself and probably your harshest critic. So go ahead and critique yourself as a head coach right now. Do you have any regrets in the first four games?
Ooh, any regret? You know, I think maybe the only regret I have is maybe trying to get them more focused after a win, you know, after winning a game and winning two in a row. And I thought we were, you know, that San Diego State was scary to me. Mm-hmm. That was one of those, this is going to be a life lesson for us, a teaching moment. If we win, it'll be great. If we don't, it's going to hurt our stomach. Because, you know, how do you deal with it? How do you deal with that success early? And you get into a game like that, and all of a sudden you get shocked the first half, you know, and you're sitting there and you're trying to find your way out of it in the fourth quarter. And so I just think, you know, that when you get into this coaching profession, you got to figure out what your team is.
Right.
I've been around these guys now, for four games. You get a better feeling of who they are. You know, players, and you know this, they're all different emotionally.
Right.
You got to find out the button to tap.
Yep.
You know, they're all different.
And that takes time.
Well, it does because, you know, I don't know them. I know some of them, but I don't know all of them, you know, and you're constantly massaging guys every day. That's what you do as a head coach. When you walk around practice, you need to pick four or five guys every day you're talking to, whether it's in the locker room, the weight room, and you're constantly trying to get them motivated, you know, and give them encouragement. And so I think when you learn your team, you have a better way of saying things to them to make them understand the importance of situations.
Yep.
Herm, that was good stuff. Great to talk to you. I'll leave you with this because you might get a kick out of this. I read a stat yesterday that said, or last night after the Sunday night game, it's the first time Bill Belichick has ever lost two games back to back by double figures since you beat him with the New York Jets in 2002. He lost to the Jets and Titans, and you were the last coach to start that trend. And now he's just done it the last 2 weeks.
Well, like I said, he's going to go down as one of the best coaches in captivity to ever coach a game of football. And he's a friend. And we were fortunate, you know, that I think that was the year he actually won a division. Mm-hmm. So he's got a good football team. You know, he's got a – what I should really say is he's got a great program.
Yeah.
He has established one of the best programs in the National Football League, and good for him.
You know what, Coach? Like the way your team is scrapping. Like the way your team is balling,
you know,
man.
Partner, you know they're going to play now.
I'm telling you.
They got no choice.
I'm telling you.
They got to do it.
I like it, man.
We're going to do that, and we're going to build it. I told you guys when I first took this job, we're going to build it. And, you know, like anything else, when you talk to all these other coaches, you know, that are in college football, and I talked to Coach Peterson before the game, you know, and he said the same thing. He said, Coach, it took me, you know, 3 years to figure it out, to get my guys, and said, you're on the right track. So when you hear from other coaches, you feel like you're trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
As a wise man once said, leave it on the grass, Coach. Leave it on the grass.
Leave it on the grass.
We'll see you, Herb. Thanks.